almost non-existing to us in our present condition. But it is really the substantial thing, and it has got superseding existence. Others may vanish, but faith will stand for it forever. And through faith only, that is the particular potency of Sri Radharani. Sukrup Krishna Kari Sukasradam. The ecstasy itself or himself is Krishna. He feels himself. He tastes himself. He enjoys himself. But bhaktagana shukdite lharini karam. But to transmit, to distribute that sort of ecstatic joy to others, it is only possible through faith, through Shraddha. Through faith. Lhadini karam. It is the very nature of the Lhadini Shakti that is represented by Radharani in full. That can transmit Krishna consciousness to outside, to the devotees. So faith is the halo of Radharani. By the light of which others may understand Krishna. Negative combined with positive gives their understanding, their utility towards outside. All parts of negatives, the mother negative, the center negative can expand, can transmit that sort of faith, that sort of joy. So Shraddha means faith, a peculiar substantial thing that is to be understood by us. Understood, inquired and understood. What is that? It is not mere abstract, but jnani-sya-sabha-bhutanam-tasyam-jagati. We are wakeful in this material world, but there are others who are completely awake in that plane of faith, and this world of matter is underground. Is far away from their conception. The world of enjoyment, this tangible world of enjoyment and exploitation, that is far, far away. They are deeply engaged in that world of service through faith, Shraddha. There is even to require Krishna to see, that is also a kind of enjoyment to them. No, we won't disturb His sweet will. Whenever He likes, He may call for us, and then I shall get a chance to see Him. Otherwise not. For my satisfaction, I shall want Krishna, oh Krishna, come and stand before me and I shall see you. That is a kind of imposition of our exploiting nature. The devotees does not want that. For the satisfaction of my eyes or of my hankering inner, you come and you show me before me. That is the real devotees. Proper devotion does not allow these thoughts in their mind. Whenever necessity he will feel, he will call for me and I shall get a chance of seeing him. That is Madhavendra Puri. He was fasting. He does not beg even his livelihood from others. If it comes automatically, he may take that, otherwise he passed. Krishna came and supplied some food to her and also made a remark, why, Puri, you do not go to beg for your food? Why do you do so? That we think, oh, Madhavendra Puri was very fortunate. Krishna came himself and supplied food to him. But higher devotion we find in Sanatana. And Radharani came and supplied food stuff to Rupa Goswami for cooking this paramannam, milk rice. Sanatana Goswami was very much disturbed at heart. What is this, Rupa? Did you aspire after something for me? Yes, I did, my Lord, my Gurudev. I thought that if I get some milk and rice, I can prepare paramannam, which is very favorable to you, and to invite you for that prasad. Oh, we have done so wrong. It is so tasteful. I have never found such taste in this ordinary things here. It must have some peculiar peculiar origin. Who gave you these materials? You wanted and it was supplied to you. Who gave it? A girl came and in the name of their family guardians presented this to me. One Sanatana Goswami went to inquire, who is that girl? That girl was not found in that village nearby, Javad. Then Sanatana Goswami could understand that Radharani came and supplied this. We are hunting after her for service, to serve her, and she came and served us. What is this? The opposite thing. What have you done? My brother, what have you done? You wanted something for me, and that was supplied by her. This is just the opposite. We want her to support our service, and she came and served us and went away. This is a great misfortune. He was very much dissatisfied. And went away with that sort of mind. Rupa Goswami could not take that prasadam. He invited his guru and he found that it was just the opposite. I wanted to satisfy her, to serve her, him, to satisfy him, but my heart, the Lord, was it otherwise. He was dissatisfied and left the place. How I can take prasadam? He also ran after him to satisfy. So Krishna carried food for Madhavendra Puri. That was, in some consideration, a very great fortune. But here, that was done, and that was considered to be a great misfortune. So higher kind of devotion, never once that Krishna will come and serve us, supply. Oh, give me darshan, and he will come and give you darshan. To impose our whim on him, this is no service proper. Whatever he likes, he will do, and whatever is necessary from us, if we are given chance to supply that, we shall think ourselves fortunate. Exhaustively eliminated all our desire to the extreme and fully to place oneself in the disposal of the Supreme Lord, who is to command, who is to order, and never to carry out any order. And yoga shimam bhadmam, it is his nature that for the devotee, he is eager to supply everything for his devotees. But devotees does not like that. He will carry these necessities to him. Higher devotees, they don't like that Krishna will supply him with anything, do some service to devotees. They don't. They have pure devotion, it's like that. Sraddha, faith, through faith, he is my Lord. I don't want to have a darshan to satisfy my lower faculties that he is. That is a very lower class of faith that once that if I can see him, then I am satisfied that he is. This faith, we have got no capacity to see him, to be a subject and to make him object. It is lower kind, but higher kind. He is faith, Indian's faith proves that he is, the cause is. What from becomes this effect, that wonderful cause of everything is there. Yadu vayimani bhutani jayanti jena jatami jivanti. Chatbak, Epicurus class, no God, no higher substance. Whatever we see on the surface, that is enough. But deeper faith says that the cause is there from which everything is coming, and everything is maintained, and everything at last enters into him. The cause is there. Only the effect is not everything, but cause is there. And what is the nature of the cause? Some say like Brahma, some say like Paramatma, some say like Bhagavan, God, destiner and designer of everything, who has created and who is controlling everything, or automatically existing within as his potency particular type. In this way, faith, sakal chariya bhai saddha devi, give up everything, all the try to keep the feet, and everything is there. Everything is there. Don't require any proof. That is meanness. That is meanness to search after proof, whether it is or not. It is a deep faith. Yes, it is. Yumang pushkati sabbhakta sabbhanja. Everything in him, and he is everywhere. What is his characteristic? What I am searching for? Omkar, the seed of everything. Theism. The seed of theism is Omkar. Om means yes. A big yes, always. Always, whatever I cast my glance, I to search something, in one word, it is yes. What you are searching, it is. You are searching for happiness, pleasure, joy. Yes, the joy is fulfillment. Yes, fulfillment. In one word, the answer, yes, whatever. What you are searching about, fulfillment, you are in want. You want fulfillment? Fulfillment is there in one word. Then it becomes like Gayatri, then becomes Veda, then becomes Vedanta, then it comes to as the shape of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Leela. The Upanishad, they say, Suti, they say, after getting the advantage of participating in the Rasa Leela of Krishna, oh, we could not conceive so much. We could not say to the public about rasa of such a higher type. Yes, rasa we saw. Rasa is anandam. Ananda, but ananda is of this type. It has got such a place. We could not understand so much and we could not give it to the public. So we beg forgiveness, my Lord. You are so ecstatic substance that cannot be conceived in any way. This is the full play of your joyous pastimes. We could not catch it. So we beg forgiveness. We failed to intimate to the public, to ordinary people, that the joy, the higher joy is of such kind, as a fulfillment to the extreme, what we rather hated, the last connection, karma, the last connection with the faith that it is nasty. But this is so beautiful, it is so higher, so beautiful. Even in the union of the man and woman, something like that, which is to be hated, which is to be eliminated, and we find the ecstatic joy includes that even. That is also present, it is. We could not understand, my Lord. What we supplied, that is rather dry thing in comparison with this sort of joyous life. So what is faith, what is Shraddha? We should go to the devotees for the faith. So many pillars standing with faith. Electricity is everywhere, we are told. But there are so many dynamos that can show electric power. So there are so many devotees, past and present, with whom we can find real godliness. They are standing like pillars, the feet. They are dealing something. We shall go to the Christ. His ideal, his way of sacrifice, that will encourage faith in us. That will increase faith in us, yes. Christ proves so many deva Prahlad. What sort of devotee Prahlad is when we come to this in history of such a life like Prahlad, then our heart is filled up. Oh, faith is, God is there. In this way, the devotees, when we have attention to the devotees, who is raised to a particular higher standard of faith, and they help us. We are in safe position when we have God and attention towards the devotee. So many pillars standing and proving that he is there. Substantially neglecting these things for our enjoyment. And stands with their head erect to show, to say, to declare that there is the supreme entity. We have sinned, we have experienced all this. So faith in devotees, that is very substantial help to the devotees, to have faith in devotees. Vaishnava, so that is, their position is and not flickering, it is firm position, who have got faith in the devotees, Vaishnava. So when one has got faith in Vaishnava devotees, then his faith, his devotion is of some tangible character. Otherwise, the Kanishka, the beginners, when no faith in devotee, but some abstract faith in the Lord, that is not reliable. The devotion comes to reliable standard when one can find devotion in the devotee and gives importance to them. Above Shastra, scripture, the devotees are there. And our faith in the devotees in a real way is something tangible for us. Madhyamadhikar and Uttamadhikar in the higher stage, one can see the dress of the Supreme Entity everywhere. In every moment, that it is His will. He is there. Only the middle things that gives opposition, that is gone, and direct connection with the Supreme awakes the barriers within, that is taken off. That is His lila. Sometimes hide and seek. He sometimes likes to play hide and seek with the devotees. Sometimes comes clear and sometimes go and make. And then the devotee began to cry, "Where you are, my Lord? I don't feel you. I can't see you. How can I stand? How can I continue my life? How can I live? Without you, I can't live." So charming, so joyous, and so fulfillment-giving. "I can't stay without your, without your connection." In this way, they began to raise the cry. Yomang Pushyarishat Sattva Bhutesh Japashir Bhagavad Bhagavad Buddha. All other things are only dependent things. If we want to trace their cause, who causes something and that cause of cause is another thing in this way. But when we find that personal beauty, charm, then we think, this is the final thing we are searching after. The whole world here is searching after. Vyasachagan, Vishumeru Hebindhajal, Viva Uccha Kori Gihe Rishabala, Kore Chokihe Janamo Shapalo, Jagat Ki Sariya. Vindhajal. Oh, you mountain, you Himalaya, you Alps, you Sumeru, what are you searching for with your head erect? Have you seen the Creator of this world? And have you attained fulfillment of your life? Have you seen Him? So in that way, a devotee feels in his heart. Everything is searching for Him, and He is the fulfillment of life. In the life of death and life, life and death, nothing tangible which should attract our attention. So in this phenomenal in the world of death and birth, our inner heart search after something eternal. Eternal thought and the consciousness satisfying our knowledge and sit and hamdan, giving our, satisfying our hankering after beauty and love. Love is the fulfillment of life. We shall be able to understand. When love awakens, the function of brain is gone away. What we are searching, brain is searching for something, and when that is God, he retires. Retires, that is the peculiar, particular phase of our life. Wherever we are automatically searching for that yes, big yes, Om. Om means big yes. What you are searching, it is. It is what your inner heart hankers after, that exists, that is existing, and that is solved. From Omkar, the Gayatri, whatever apparently you see, go to the inner thing, the object of the Lord of yourself is there. And then the Vedas elaborating, then Bhagavatam coming to give description of the ecstatic side, joyful side of the Lord. That he comes so close to the finite, infinite comes so close to the finite, that the finite thinks that he is one of us. He is one of us. And he plays the part of such nearness, a near friend to us, that we think that he is one of us. One of us. And that is his highest grace, kindness, and our also highest attainment is there in Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu told that, eliminate all other things and make hit of that Vrindavan Lord Sri Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan, the God of God, Lord of Lord, he is source of all so many majestic show of the supernatural power. So search for Krishna, Mahaprabhu told in one word. No other alternative, no other duty in this world. What I say, search for Krishna, take his name and talk about him. Whatever you do, you mingle with Krishna consciousness and go on. You will get your fulfillment of life very shortly, very swiftly. Go on taking his name and searching and talking, whether you are sleeping, eating, walking, quarreling, whatever you are doing, mixed with Krishna, and go on doing anyhow. But Krishna, that is, may not be only a sham thing, not a hypocrisy, but be sincere. Sincere search is necessary for him, and that you will get help in that direction from the real devotees. With the help of the scriptures and the devotees and your sincerity within you, go on searching about Krishna. Where are you? Everywhere. Whomever you talk about Krishna, don't talk about death. Death or the prey of death, the children, the wife, the money, everything is to evaporate next moment. Don't think any more about them. The eternal joy in every step of your life. Only do for that. Krishna is not your concoction. Krishna is the source. Source is sadhu and rastra. They are not in this mundane world, of your enjoyment. And neither the abhorrence, the renunciation, there you find Krishna. Krishna is the sadhu, the positive inquiry of the heart. Svartha mati vidur, svartha gati vishnu, dhulasayaji bahidartamana. Those that are carried by the charm of the external world, if they can't understand what is their inner requirement, they are unfortunate. So, the main thing to keep company with the sadhu who has got real faith in Krishna. It is very, very, very rare in this world to find such a sadhu. But if you want to get that, make it the crown of your head. And anyway, by the help of that association, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sabba shastra kaya. Lavamatra sadhu sangha is upon. Sukadeva Goswami says, one moment is sufficient for your highest attainment, if properly used. If one moment can be properly used, sufficient, no necessity of long, long, long life, no necessity. But only a point of time is sufficient to solve the whole problem of your life, if it is properly used, it was sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, Krishna, agent of Krishna. Try to associate, at all costs try to associate, to utilize that. One moment is sufficient. Varang muhurtam viritam gharate siyat. Pimpalaptasya bahuri parakkhoi hara. What is the necessity of ages and ages, long and long, if we are unconscious of our own interest? If a properly used one moment is sufficient to solve the whole problem of our life, for which we eternally we are wondering about. Hare Krishna must be wakeful to our interest. One has to be negligent, wakeful to our own interest. And Mahaprabhu came to tell us what is our real interest within. You do not want to know your own heart. You do not know. You are a foreigner to your own heart and its demand. This is the wealth within your heart, and try to find out that. That was the direction of Mahaprabhu. It is within you. And the foreign things you have to eliminate, and your heart will find a temple of Krishna. Your heart within, that is temple of Krishna. So you search your own heart, you will find Krishna there, with the help of a proper guide. Proper guide, it is not a foreign thing to you. It is there. Every heart is a temple of the Lord. It is your own thing, your home. Your home. Back to God, back to home. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. I won't speak any longer. I'm getting tired. Gaur Hari, Bodhi Dai. His eye goes, Holy Lord. Hey, catch it as thou hast.
Or one happy mode away.
How is that?
Sarup.
Srupa Bhavana. This is the Hindi word. Srupa Bhavana will also come automatically to the devotee, or one has to know the way how to anubhav. How to anubhav. Anubhav means how to follow. Or how to feel.
Swarup Bhavana.
Swarup Bhavana, Lord. The form. Or maybe. Oh.
The Lord's Swarup.
Any experience about the Lord must have to come from upper to lower. It does not depend on us. Only we can increase the intensity of hankering that is in our Sevan Mukha, serving attitude. And it is his whim whether he will come to this plane or not. That is transcendental substance. He moves according to his sweet will. He may come down or may not. His whim is free. Only we can increase our earnestness for his presence. Potency and the owner of the potency. Though inseparably connected, but we are a particular potency. Marginal potency, we should treat generally. And he is everywhere, he is nowhere. Everything in him, nothing in him. Peculiar mystic position. So our duty is to try to serve him. And we should not make much of feeding him by either by mind or by body or even by intelligence. As such, he's everywhere, he's nowhere. In a flash he may show, yes, I am here. And when we are earnestly searching him, we find nowhere independent mentality. His nature is independent. As such, we can search, but we cannot say that we shall find him. Aslishava Padaratan Pinastu. Our duty to devote 100% and most intensely for him, only to serve him. And service does not mean that we must come in direct contact with him. Remote service, that is also service. Through his devotee, that is tangible something. We shall try to serve him through his devotees, without any expectation of any reward, even that we can have his darshan once. No desire, only to serve, only want to be utilized by him. That little energy that we have got, that must be utilized for his cause. We are his potency, and we should prove that we belong to Him. In an embrace or in a kick out, or even He may be indifferent. Whatever He likes, He may do, but I have no other alternative but to serve Him. This sort of exclusive attitude, which has got no plea, no plea, that if He does not do so, I don't go to, want to go to Him. I shall join the atheist company, or the Mayavadi company. I shall go. If you don't come to satisfy me, then I shall seek my own way. I don't want you. If there is such a thing, then we are far ahead. No other alternative. I mean, yatha yatha va vidha tulam patu mat pramanathastu saiva namala. We have got no other alternative but to search, to serve. Search means to serve. I want to be utilized for His cause, whatever petty service it may be. Nothing is petty when anything is in His connection. The least connection from far away. He need not please me, even by giving His darshan in a lightning way. The whole thing depends on Him, unconditional. If conditional, then we are far away. Unconditional offering towards Him, that is the faith of the highest type. Highest type of the faith is of such characteristic. No condition. Only I want to be satisfied. If I get only a chance of His service from far, far away, through some medium, or many mediums, not only one medium, but means of dasa, 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 among dasatvam, servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, far, far away, but His connection. So my energy may go through the devotees towards that direction, towards the center. Plus the center of fulfillment. Anyhow, I want my connection with the greatest fulfillment of the whole world. Everyone is searching whom. That fulfillment of all our inner necessity. Sarvadharmam parityajya mamevam sarvam. Giving up all the face of duties. Whose search eliminates all sorts of duties. No obligation to anyone, but only one, and He is my Lord Krishna. And more valuable, who is the greatest servitor of Him, how to contact with the greatest agent. Not direct contact, but contact with the greatest agent of His service. That will be more safe and more higher, more high correction. I am for Him. I am for none but for Him. Ananya bhajan, all eliminating.